I had never stepped foot in a Coruscant precinct house, and pray I never will again.
Can I help you, sir?
A crashed air speeder was brought in. A T-22.
From the Dragonfire, yeah.
Where is it, Sergeant?
In the evidence bay, but...
You will buzz us through.
I will buzz you through.
You will forget we were here.
I will forget... Wait. Who the hell am I talking to?
Are you sure this is a good idea, Master?
No.
Interfering with a CSF investigation?
We're not interfering. Yet.
The doors to the evidence bay slid open to reveal three Trandoshans manhandling Ramil's speeder onto a junk skiff.
That doesn't look like a CSF transport.
And those don't look like CSF agents. You, stand away from the speeder.
The Trandoshans took one look at our lightsabers and fired their repulsors.
Lukumba, they're getting away.
Not if we requisition a security swoop.
Now you're thinking like a Jedi. I'll drive.
Within seconds, we were running the gauntlet of Coruscant's rush hour.
Watch out! You nearly clipped that one!
I'm finding it quite exhilarating.
Qui-Gon here!
Jin, where are you?
Chasing a gang of Trandoshans towards the works.
You what?
They've taken the crash speeder!
Was that blaster fire?
Yeah, I don't think they like being followed.
They're dropping into the lower levels.
Then so shall we.
The Council won't be happy about this.
Sorry, Gretz, I can barely hear you. Must be interference from the boundaries.
You need to return to the temple.
Technical problems.
What are the chances? They really don't want to be caught, do they?
We'll lose them if they reach the pits.
Have you got a plan?
You take the controls.
That's it?
Not quite.
I threw myself from the swoop bike, using the force to propel myself down towards the fleeing skiff. The largest Trandoshan opened fire as I landed on the back of Ramil's flyer. The blast ricocheted from my blade to strike the pilot between its scaled shoulder blades. The skiff spun out of control, smashing into a factory ledge. I threw myself to safety as Ramil's speeder tumbled into the bowels of the planet, taking the first Trandoshan with it. With his compatriots dead, the gang's sole survivor ran into the derelict foundry.
Stop!
I threw up a hand, knocking the Trandoshan from his feet. The brute scrabbled for his blast rifle as I pulled him towards me.
Chalumba!
For your sake, I hope you speak basic.
His eyes bulged as I lifted him in front of me.
How are you doing this?
Have you never heard of the Jedi? Do you not know what we can do?
Put me down!
Only when you tell me what you are doing with that speeder.
I can't!
You don't want me to force you to talk.
What is that?
Something I've been fighting for years. Something I can control. Most of the time.
Rek Kaluradan, the Storm of Nightfire.
Tell me who sent you.
Master!
Quickly!
The race was fixed. The Serenian was supposed to lose.
Why?
Are you kidding? The bets were flooding in. The boss was going to make a killing.
So what happened?
The boss took out insurance, just in case the Serenian forgot his part of the deal. A detonator in the fuel tank.
Who is your master?
I can't tell you. She'd kill me.
And you think I won't?
A siren echoed around the foundry, lights flashing through the broken glass.
Master!
Qui-Gon! For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong.
Drop the Trandoshan. I repeat. Drop the Trandoshan.
You can have him. He has just confessed to race rigging and sabotage.
Get me away from him. He's Vassalis.
Master, the Council's been trying to contact you. They don't sound happy.
They never are. Dooku here.
This is Aerith. Where the hell are you, Dooku?
In the underground. We have apprehended the saboteurs and are about to investigate the syndicate behind the attack.
No, Dooku. You are to return to the temple.
Braylon?
This is a matter for the Coruscant Security Force, not the Jedi.
But...
Dooku, why didn't you tell me that the crashed pilot was your brother?
I didn't think it was important.
Important? You're emotionally compromised, Dooku. Return to the temple immediately.
And it appears I am overruled.
Master, the Trandoshan!
He's getting away! Open fire!
No. Wait. You could have stunned him.
I thought we were.
This cannot stand.
The Council said we weren't to interfere.
Then the Council are wrong.
Inspector Sartori, we don't see you in the morgue very often.
I wanted to examine the suspect, you see. What a mess.
Death would have been instantaneous. I assume there is going to be an inquest?
I've already filed the report. Malfunction in the police droids. I've had them sent for reprogramming.
Tell me, Inspector. Is that normal procedure when a prisoner is killed?
What the? How did you get in here?
You have a very obliging desk, Sergeant.
You will surrender the Trandoshan's body to the Jedi.
This is most irregular.
So is this.
That droid was Security Force property.
Then why don't you send it to reprogramming?
I could arrest you, Master Dooku. You and your Padawan.
A blaster? Really? You think that will work against this? Oh, and another thing.
Ugh.
How do you know my name?
You can't do this to me. I'm an inspector.
I'll tell you what you are. Nothing. I could snuff you out in an instant.
Master.
Tell me who was behind the sabotage. Who's paying you?
No one.
Master, this isn't right.
You gave the Trandoshans access to my brother's T-22. You covered up their crime, ordering your droids to shoot to kill. I want to know why. This is your last chance.
Master! Stop!
Oh, very well.
You're insane.
I will get the truth one way or another, Inspector.
Is that a promise or a threat?
It's both.
Master! Wait! Dooku! Stop! I said stop! I can't see anything to laugh about. You could have killed him!
Qui-Gon. I must congratulate you.
What?
You played your part beautifully. The loyal Padawan, concerned that his grieving master is going too far.
Because you were?
Was I? Did you see who was on that bike?
Inspector Sartori.
Yes. I threatened the inspector. Yes, I may even have hurt him a little. And for that, I am sorry. But I was never out of control.
You were applying pressure.
So he would scurry off to whoever has him in their pocket.
Well, then we should follow him.
We already are.
Bagara, I need to see Senevax now. I don't care if she's busy. The Jedi are onto me. I need protection. Gah! Stang. What was that? No, I'm fine. It was just a stupid condor. Flew right in front of me. Just make sure Senevax knows I'm coming. Sartori out. Stupid bird.
The inspector never questioned why an Altieri convoy was flying along Coruscant's busiest air lane, or why a nondescript flyer was rising up to join the flow of traffic, a Jedi master at the controls.
A tracker in Colleen's collar.
A Jedi is prepared for every eventuality, Qui-Gon.
And you're okay flying while practicing beast control?
Animal kinship, my dear Padawan. And of course I am.
Oh, you never fail to amaze me.
I'm glad to hear it. Jedi are conspicuous, Qui-Gon, even in this much traffic.
But no one would suspect a lone owl.
The bird led us to the Hythen Quarter, where towering chimneys belched smoke into the darkened sky. Colleen swept over production plants and factories, coming to rest on a window ledge high above Sartori's cooling security speeder. We were close behind, our skimmer slowing near a buzzing laser fence.
It looks like it runs all the way around the building.
We should be able to leap it easily enough.
Without being spotted by the guards?
They'll never even know we're here, thanks to that grog can.
What grog can?
What was that?
Litter bug.
We vaulted the fence and within minutes were inside, the heavy doors offering little in the way of resistance to a burning lightsaber. We followed our senses, finally reaching a storeroom that had been converted to a vast treasure trove. Inspector Sartori paced up and down as a Jeannette scampered over a mountain of stolen treasure. Hiding behind thick velvet drapes, we listened to Sartori's panicked whining.
Are you even listening to me?
Like Cinevax has a choice.
The Jedi came to the precinct. They threatened me.
Threatened you, did they? Poor little Inspector Man. Scared, was you? Your blood pumping? Your little boombox racing? Boom, 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 boom.
I thought they were going to kill me. You said the Jedi wouldn't be a problem. You promised me.
Cinevax promised you, eh? Promises, promises. So easy to break. You promised her, Sartori. Cinevax pays you. You keep her enemies away. Remember that promise, do ya?
And I have. It isn't easy, you know? Especially when you blow up a speeder with the entire planet watching.
He made promises to the Serenium in his furs and his cape. What do you want from Cinevax, Inspector Man? What?
I want you to clean up your mess.
Clean up the mess? Yes, that would be nice. Come here, Inspector Man. Cinevax has found something. Something shiny.
I don't care about your baubles. I care about my welfare.
Welfare, yes. Important it is. Vital. Come and see. Come and see at what Cinevax has found. You'll like it. It'll help.
I don't see how.
Nice and shiny. Heavy too. What do you think?
It's just an old...
An old trinket box. Told you it was heavy.
Qui-Gon moved to intervene, but I placed a hand on his shoulder, holding him back.
Cinevax can't remember where she got it. And now you've got blood all over it. Ruined it is, like you've ruined Cinevax, leading Jedi to her nest. How could you be so stupid?
It turns out I had been wrong to wait. Trandoshans came out of nowhere, surrounding us before we could reach for our lightsabers.
There's no point hiding. Cinevax can smell you. Yeah, she smelled you the moment you snuck into her den.
You won't get away with this, Cinevax.
Get away with what, exactly?
We just watched you murder a CSF inspector.
Watched it, did you? Yeah. But you didn't stop Cinevax, did you? Strange, that. Besides... He's not dead. Not yet. Take their pretty swords.
You can try.
Let them take them.
But Master...
Do it.
See, the old one. He has brains. That's it. Bring them to Cinevax. Ooh, very nice. Very nice indeed. Cinevax has heard there's crystals inside, yeah? Maybe she'll add to her collection. Quite the prize.
You're not going to win, you know.
Typical Jedi. But you're not in your temple now. Oh, no. You'll disappear. How sad. And you won't be missed. Oh no, not you. Too much like your brother. Yeah. Cinevax knows who you are, Dooku. You and Ramil, like clones in a vat, the pair of you. He couldn't obey orders neither. Paid the price for it too.
My brother lives.
Not for long. They told you not to interfere, your council. They told you to leave well enough alone. But no, you just had to stick your nose in Cinevax's business, didn't you?
How do you know what the council said?
Because her influence goes far beyond corrupt inspectors.
Oh, Cinevax has spies everywhere.
As do I. Now, Kaline.
With a screech, the Convor swept down from on high, talons bared.
Sith spawn! What is that? Get it away! Get it away!
The Trandoshan scatterguns came up, but before they could take a shot, we summoned our lightsabers, igniting the blades in midair.
Master! The Convor!
Tasty. Yes, very tasty indeed.
You'll pay for that.
How? You'll never get out alive.
She's running!
She won't get far.
I threw out a hand, stopping the Jeanette in her tracks. She clawed at her treasure as I hauled her back.
No! Stop it! Stop it!
Not until you've told me the truth.
What are you doing?
It's an impressive hoard you've collected. You're obviously very fond of it. Enough gold to drown in.
I could feel Qui-Gon's eyes on me. I had played this game before to get what we wanted from Sartori. But was I going too far? Would I really smother Senevax with her own riches? He didn't know. And the question was, did I?
Master?
She has a contact on the Jedi Council.
You have no proof.
Tell me who it is.
You won't kill Senevax. You're Jedi. It's not in your nature. You're weak.
Are you sure about that?